This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for November 30th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics of the articles are functional neurosurgery and spinal cord ganglioma. Retrograde ejaculation following single-level anterior lumbar surgery with or without recombinant human bone morphogenetic protein 2 in 5 randomized controlled trials. A clinical article by J. Kenneth Burkus and colleagues. The goal of this investigation was to determine the incidence and assess risk factors, including the use of recombinant human bone morphogenetic protein 2, or RHBMP2, in the postoperative development of retrograde ejaculation in men treated for degenerative lumbar disc disease. Patients were enrolled in 5 prospective randomized multicenter studies. They underwent follow-up for a minimum of 2 years. 508 men underwent anterior lumbar interbody surgery. They had similar spinal devices implanted. These 5 sequential trials represent all of the FDA-approved anterior lumbar interbody fusion studies using RHBMP2 conducted in the United States. In the RHBMP2 groups, 207 patients were treated with an open surgical procedure using fusion cages and RHBMP2 on a collagen sponge. The control groups, consisting of 301 men, were treated with fusion cages and iliac crest autograft or a lumbar disc replacement. Data were analyzed for each trial individually and for the data pooled from the 5 trials. Multivariate analyses were performed to assess the influence of RHBMP2, surgical approach, and treated level. Combining the data from all 5 trials, retrograde ejaculation was reported in 7 of the 207 men who received RHBMP2, compared with 5 of the 301 men who received the autograft or lumbar disc replacement. There is no statistically significant difference between the treatment groups. Multivariate analyses from the 5 trials were consistent with the conclusions from analysis from each individual clinical trial. The difference in retrograde ejaculation was not significant for the use of RHBMP2, independent of surgical approach, and treated level. The difference in retrograde ejaculation was highly significant between the retroperitoneal and transperitoneal approaches after adjusting effects of treatment and treated level. Intramedullary spinal cord ganglioma presenting as hyperhidrosis, unique symptoms and magnetic resonance imaging findings. A case report by Tomohiro Murakami and co-authors. Hyperhidrosis is caused by a sympathetic dysfunction of the central or peripheral nervous system. The authors report a rare case of intramedullary thoracic spinal cord ganglioma presenting as hyperhidrosis. This 16-year-old boy presented with abnormal sweating on the right side of the neck, chest, and right arm that had been occurring for 6 years. Neurological examination revealed mild motor weakness of the right lower extremity and slightly decreased sensation in the left lower extremity. Hyperhidrosis was observed in the right C3 to T8 dermatomes. MRI showed an intramedullary tumor at the right side of the spinal cord at the T2 to 3 level. The tumor showed partial enhancement after gadolinium administration. the patient underwent removal of the tumor via hemilaminectomy of T2-3. But only subtotal resection was achieved because the margins of the tumor were unclear. Histopathological examination revealed ganglioglioma. The patient's hyperhidrosis gradually improved after surgery. Hyperhidrosis is a rare clinical manifestation of intramedullary spinal cord tumors. The location of the tumor origin, around the right gray matter of the lateral spinal cord, may account for the hyperhidrosis as the initial symptom in this patient. The authors state that physicians should examine the spinal cord when a patient has hyperhidrosis with some motor or sensory symptoms of the extremities. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.